Welcome. Today we're discussing some seriously exciting news about the DeepSeek R2 model. The leaks are wild.
Wild is an understatement. 97% cheaper than GPT-4 Turbo, trained on Hua's Ascen chips? Color me intrigued. Lay it on me.
All right, so buckle up. Leaked info points to a massive upgrade from R1. We're talking double the parameters, a whopping 1.2 trillion, with 78 billion active. A hybrid architecture with a mixture of experts, improved gating, denser layers, the works. Performance-wise, I'm predicting best reasoning model ever.
Hold on, best ever? That's a bold claim. What makes you so confident?
Well, look at the numbers and the cost efficiency. Game changer. 7 cents per 1 million input tokens, 27 cents per million output. Incredible for everyday users and a dream for enterprise. Have you heard about our sponsor, Mammoth AI, by the way? They're bringing all these AI tools into one platform. Text models, images, the whole shebang. Just $10 a month. Check them out. Now back to DeepSeek. This isn't just a model launch. It's a whole AI empire. They've got partners like 2A Information, Hongo Shares, China Communication. It's a vertically integrated powerhouse.
So you're saying they're not just competing, they're building a whole new playing field? That's disruptive.
Exactly. And get this. They're sidestepping NVIDIA, fully trained on Hua's Ascen chips. 82% hardware utilization, hitting 512 petaflops at FP16. This could be a huge win for AI development independence from US chip makers, you know?
I see. But isn't relying on a single supplier, even if it's not NVIDIA, still a risk?
That's a valid point. It's a calculated risk, though, considering the potential cost savings and performance gains, and they're clearly thinking long-term, building this ecosystem. Look, if these leaks are even half true, we're talking market disruption, potentially global market reactions, a shift in supply chains, in supercomputing. NVIDIA might be sweating.
Okay, I'm with you on the potential impact. But what about the open source aspect? You mentioned it's 140 times cheaper than OpenAI's O3 model. That's insane.
Right? It's a game changer. Enterprise friendly, startup friendly, indie dev friendly. And the performance? I expect it to outreason everything out there. Honestly, this could be the best model for like every task imaginable. Got it? Oh, and before I forget, if you want to support the show, consider donating via Super Thanks or join our Discord for free access to AI tools, news, exclusive content, and more. It's a steal.
So, bottom line, when can we expect to see this mythical R2?
Early May, most likely. Maybe mid-May, but definitely May. Though, with all this buzz, who knows? We might see something sooner. Keep an eye on my Twitter. I'm always posting AI updates. Join the Discord too, and subscribe to the second channel for even more AI goodness. But with that, thanks for listening. Hit that notification bell, like the video, check out our other videos, you know the drill. Have an amazing day, everyone, and I'll see you soon.
Goodbye.